Which one tonight? Which one are you going to pick?
Something wild, something kinky, something different.
Something kinky. How about that number 10 juicy, that dirt blue metallic, or the...
Number 10 is cool.
Number 10 is kind of juicy. In fact, it is called juicy. We'll do it sometime this hour for Mix 1029, all right?
All right. Love your voice.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Mix 1029. Mix 1029, Make Believe, Mystery Man Guest. Who do you think it is?
Is it Alex
Trebek? What is the wrong answer?
I'm trying to figure it out. They kept saying it was so easy this spring. We was like, it's easy, and I am lost.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry, that's not it.
Oh, I like that.
Mix 1029, which one do you want to pick?
Oh, I like the Louis Vuitton.
Hold on, the Louis Vuitton is something you'd expect me to say, not you. And by the way, that's already been picked for this week, but we got a new batch of purses coming on Monday.
Okay.
Maybe we can put a Louis Vuitton up there for next week. Mix 1029, what are some of your purse desires?
Do you have any more leopard ones?
I think the last of the leopards was the Michael Kors down there in the corner, the number 17.
Yeah, that one was 17. Which one do you think would be good this lift?
Definitely the Cole Haan, number 13. More importantly than my opinion is the fact that you're even asking me for one. Mix 1029, coming up. Mix 1029, what's up, buddy?
And I'm going through a divorce,
Oh, dude, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not sorry to hear it.
There's no guarantee when you marry someone that it's going to work.
There you go, right there.
Now you got him here, and now he's gone. Your problem, not mine.
You're absolutely right.
Rob Thomas's wife has a thing for Kiefer Sutherland.
We've all been in love with Kiefer Sutherland since he did The Lost Boy. That tough guy-ness that he's always had. He's too sexy.
Following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
A lunch rendezvous with you, hon.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? You and Kiefer.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, my wife has this thing for him, too. I can live with that. He's a cool guy. Fights terrorists. I like that.
And southbound 75 Central at 15th Street in Plano. Watch out for a big old chair blocking lane of traffic.
Trading spaces. We can use it with something. Mix 1029, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. Hi there, it's Logan. Thank you for listening. Hey, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger issued a statement today.
Let me tell you something.
He's coming back to do another Terminator.
He is? Can you do that when you're like the governor?
Well, I would assume after he, you know, gets out of office, maybe he's planning on losing the next election. So, yeah, he's coming
back.
To
plan.
Yeah, the fourth Terminator movie.
I will be known not only as the Terminator, but as the Collectinator.
Whatever that is. What is the Collectinator?
I don't.
Also, too, he's coming back to do a sequel to True Lies.
This is a chopper!
They've been talking about a True Lies sequel now for like 5 years.
They were just waiting for Elijah Dushku to grow up.
Was she in that?
She's coming back to do it, too.
Wow.
550 traffic brought by Home Depot.
The Home Depot.
Mix 1029. Hello.
I've been trying to get through and win the Isabella Fiore, but I'm not having much luck, and I'm not really a purse person, but I really like that purse, and I was wondering, how much does that purse retail for worth?
Oh, look at you. You're just going to go out and buy it.
Well, I don't know.
That
yeah.
goes for a whole... Where's Bob Barker?
You are going to play high-low.
Okay, what do you think it is?
$1,500.
Lower.
$1,200.
Lower.
$1,000.
Lower.
$750.
Lower.
$500.
Higher.
$600.
Lower.
$550.
Lower.
$525.
You got it. Congratulations. Showcase showdown.
We'll have to put it on the Christmas list.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe layaway.
Yeah, really.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye, hon. All right, let's check in with Amy right now, where you can use Bob Barker's for just about anything. 552 traffic brought to you by Fox 4. All right, time now for another Logan Pop Culture Challenge. We're doing Skank or Sexy based on last night's episode of The Bachelor. You know, Allie G, she freaked out. How come I didn't get a rose? I didn't get a rose. You know, and Travis said, well, you know, maybe because you said things like this.
I sort of want to kind of move on to the next phase, the reproductive phase.
Well, I would honestly say that I wouldn't say that with Skanky because she has a doctor's in oncology. You know, I would say that she probably just... thinking she wasted away her entire life and really just wanted a baby the whole time.
There's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I want to get married, I want to settle down, I want to have kids, I want the white picket fence, but that's really not the appropriate thing to say. First of all, on national television, I think you could phrase it differently, and so you're trying to impress a guy in the first date. Listen, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, that's probably just going to freak him. You know what? It's going to freak him out.
Where do you work?
Work for an electric utility company.
Do you have a ladder in the back of your work truck?
A short one.
Because it seems like lately, when I get on the road, it's all I get behind is pickup trucks with ladders, and I'm afraid that you guys can tie it down.
That does happen, but it's not us.
It made no difference what highway I was on or what lane I was in this week.
Oh, yeah, especially on Fridays, because we won't get home.